Well, one of the big stories around in the news over the last few days has been Prince Harry and his wife Meghan relocating to Canada. And part of the reason was the impact of the media on their lives. And of course, we can all relate to that to some degree. We've all had some negative responses on social media that have really impacted us. Life coach, author and speaker Sally Thibault joins me now to discuss how we can rise above some of the negativity we might encounter online, and also just some really simple reminders about the way that we respond and react to online conversations. It's great to be chatting with you, Sally.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So this is a really interesting topic, isn't it? Because, and one that does literally affect us all. And I mean, when it comes to, you look at Prince Harry and Meghan and some of the stuff that they've copped over the last few days for the choices that they've made, now you can understand why they're going to Canada to try and get away from some of this.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've all become, you know, experts in certain fields we know nothing about. And especially when it's something around Prince Harry and Meghan in particular, we've all got our thoughts and views. But what's really interesting is this, is that, you know, at the end of every comment we make is an individual. There's a person at the end of this. And I think, you know, watching how Prince Harry is trying to navigate this after, of course, losing his mum 23 years ago to, you know, really being hounded by the media, it's in any wonder that he's very, very sensitive towards this. And really, media, both mainstream and social media, has gone to town on their relationship, and in particular her, which really, we don't know anything about. We have no idea. This is between the two of them. And as you said in the introduction, is there any wonder that they want to get out of this?
Right.
Because it really must have a huge impact on their mental health.
So, I mean, this is people who obviously, you know, they've lived their lives in the spotlight. But let's bring it back to the average Joe Blow with respect. And you've got some research for us that would indicate just, I suppose, how severe a problem this is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, researchers have found that as many as one in three young people aged between 14 to 18 have received offensive online comments. And one in 10 have actually carried the trolling out. And the survey found that one in three young people were the subject of trolling in the last 6 months, and that one in four are affected by it regularly.
Wow.
So this is constant, ongoing statements and comments by people. And that constant kind of drip feeding can really lead to some really challenging mental health issues for those involved. And what was interesting in this survey of the 2010s was it found that the majority of offensive online comments are in respect to the victim's appearance, 40%, or about their religion or race, 16%.
Right.
And so these are things that are part of who you are. And so I think we just have to be very, very mindful of how we comment on certain things. And remember, there is always a person at the end of those comments.
Right. And I mean, look, the kids are getting ready to go back to school as well. And not that, you know, they've been on holidays and so all of this stuff stops because they're offline. Not at all. But with, the increase of activity when the kids do go back to school and interactions and those sorts of things, I suppose, what's the message, Sally, to send to parents and kids alike about this sort of thing and the platforms, you know, before we enter back into the school term?
I'm a great believer in the dinner table conversation, you know, by sitting down and talking about, do you know somebody who's been affected by this? You know, what's been the reaction? How would you feel if something like this happened? And I think that the key is for parents to just remind their children, and a reminder for us as well, be respectful and kind. You never know what's going on in somebody else's life. You know, if you share something that you think's funny but's taking a dig at somebody, just be mindful that that person may be feeling that. And again, what's a reminder for all of us, just be respectful and kind about how we talk about others and what we share and what we comment on. And if you wouldn't say it to somebody's face, then certainly don't put it online.
That is great advice. You can find out more about this and other topics at Sally's website, by the way, sallythibault.com.au. My special guest, life coach, author and speaker, Sally Thibault. Thank you, Sally. We will talk next week. You take care.
Thanks for that, Tim. See you then.